Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 4th. Happy Independence Day. Also, happy Thankful Tuesday. As we read the scripture, may we be mindful of a person who is influential in our faith, a place, a thing, and a characteristic of God that we are thankful for. Now, we're going to be reading in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. This is the birth of Jesus. Remember, we're in a section of scripture where we're talking about that Jesus is the fulfillment of the covenant. And so we see here that the prophecies and promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus. One, that he's going to be born of the line of David, also that he'll be born in Bethlehem, and then that the baby that is born is a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 21. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So also Joseph went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I sure am thankful for all of you. And today I want us to focus in on maybe someone that we're thankful for that was influential in our faith development, maybe in our childhood or whenever we came to faith in Christ. And then a place where you grow in wisdom. It could have been a school or a church or maybe someone's house. Maybe, I don't know, anything, just trying to get you thinking. And then a thing that's anything that you thank the Lord for. Look around right now. Think about something that perhaps you have never thanked the Lord for, but you should. And then a characteristic of the Lord. What is something that you see in God, our Savior, that brings you joy and delight? Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminder that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the fulfillment of prophecy, that he is the one who was to come, and he is the one who is Savior of all the world. Today, we want to thank you for someone in our life that has been influential in our faith development. We thank you for the many ways that they poured into us. They opened of themselves and gave to us this great gift, which led us on a path of discipleship. We also want to thank you for a place. Lord, thank you for putting us in certain places at certain times so that we could grow. Continue to help us grow, Lord. We know we are never enough. We've never learned enough. Help us not to be a people who just want to check the box, but a people who want to walk along the road of long obedience. Pray, Lord, for a thing. Thank you for all the things that you give us. And then finally, Lord, we just want to praise you for who you are. And so we take a minute to recall your character. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters today, Lord. Help us, whatever we face, to know that we don't face it alone, that we belong to you, and that you are our Father, our defender, our ever-present help in times of need. We thank you, Lord, for the freedom we have in Jesus Christ our Lord, and for those of us who live in the United States, for the freedom we have to worship you. We love you, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.